the Track Walker.
And Willie Hernan is with us with the latest on the track for racing tonight at Cranbourne. How are you, Willie?
Yeah, great, Nardi, yourself?
Yeah, very well. What did you make of the track?
We'll start off with Ararat today, where they're on a good four. The rail's at the 3 metres and the penetrometer is 5.20. And tonight at Cranbourne, the track's a good four. Rail's in the true and the penetrometer is 5.33. I'd have walked to Cranbourne. Oh, the track walks in great order for tonight for racing. I'd walk with plenty of moisture underfoot. The team put on 38 mils irrigation for the week there. I haven't raced here for a while, so it does walk a clean surface for tonight. In saying that, I think the corner may kick out a little bit with racing. And then the straighter did walk pretty even across. They might just get away from the inside as the night goes on because they're looking for that fresh ground. And a top of 29 degrees is forecast for Cranbourne today, Nadia.
Sounds fantastic. Good on you, Willie. There's Willie Hernan and his latest on the tracks for racing today in Victoria. Dean Lester joins us to have a look at the Cranbourne meeting. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, thanks, Nards.
How did you go going through the form for tonight's program?
I think this meeting sort of gets progressively harder as the night goes on, so it makes for quite a tough quaddie, but yeah, it's a very, certainly a very competitive second half of the program.
Well, let's see if we can get a bank early then. Well, the first event is a maiden over 2025. Take out runners 5 and 10. We've got number 2, Credence at 260. Resalient at $8.50. Then you're down to $3.90 Slickback. Daughter of the Moon is at $3.90 and Reality Show at $6.50.
Yeah, I'm defaulting to the lightly raced maideners here, and I'm with number 2, Credence. I wouldn't want to take any shorter than that quote offered, but his two runs to date have been sound, and I'm sure he's looking for the longer trip. Half brother to a handy stayer in Charlevoix, and I think the 2000 or suit, they should roll somewhere near the speed. To beat 6, Slickback, who ran quite well on debut, better for that experience up in distance, but should be suited. Daughter of the Moon's had a few goes, but all three runs this time in have been at least sound, and four, Resilient, who looks a real stayer, gets the claim and a good draw next best. But I think 2 and 6 are probably the key runners here now. It's 2, 6, 7 and 4.
So we go 2 from 6, 7, 4, race 1. Race 2, 3-year-old filly's maiden over 1500. Take out runners 4 and 8. We've got number 2, Double the Magic at 6, Indra Beale at $2.30, Miss Mandito at 7, Milex at $5.50, and then you've got Think Diamonds at $5.
This is a good maiden. I'm going with number 3, Indra Beale, who I actually think cost itself last start at Bendigo. Looked the likely winner there and just stargazed as much as anything. I think if she can just get to the front at the right time and maybe a bit more race experience that she's had now, she might be the one to beat. Double the Magic has been running quite well, placed 2 of her past 3, and I think is good enough to run well in this maiden. 9, Think Diamonds resumes. She was loosely on an Oaks path, I'd imagine, back in the spring, and she just didn't quite get there, but resumes at 1500 off the back of some trials. And Milex, overdue for a win, keeps running well, might even need a touch further, but she does have race fitness on her side. Quite a competitive maiden now. It's 3, 2, 9 and 6.
So we go 3 from 2, 9 and 6 in race 2. Race 3, take out runners 1, 11, 15 and 16. Here we've got number 4, American Storm at 9, 6.50 for Montmorency. Okotox is at 7.50, 9 for Paint the Stars, Rock'em Sock'em is at 5, and Longmoo is at $3.90.
Yeah, I thought number 8, Okotox, might be a little bit of value here, Nards. Resumes from a spell. He's had a couple of trials or jump outs to be ready for this, and I think at this trip first up, got a wide draw, but we'll probably just keep rolling forward here, and I think could run a good race first up to beat 12, Longmoo, whose two runs in have been sound in Sydney, switches to Melbourne. 3, Elka Sharf, I would say has improved significantly on his first campaign. He's been gelded. Recent trial at Werribee looked really solid and can run well fresh. And maybe 7, next best, Montmorency, a debutante who's trialled up quite well. 8, 12, 3 and 7.
So we go 8 from 12, 3, 7. Race 4, fillies and mares maiden over 1,200. Here we've got number 2, Champenoise at 6, 4.80 for Miss Arietta. Down to Golden Adios at $8. Then you're looking at even money, $2 for Uptown Gal.
Yeah, she's pretty short, Uptown Gal, but I think she's probably a really good favourite. She resumes from a spell off the back of a good trial recently at Cranbourne, and wasn't asked to do a lot and wasn't knocked about. Her two failures at the end of last campaign when she was tried over 1,600 and then 2,000 metres, but go back 4 runs, 2nd to Our Crown Mistress and then 2nd to Leather and Lace at Caulfield. They're just fantastic form lines, and as I said, she's trialled well. And more importantly, this is a very weak maiden. She should win number 12 to beat two Champenoises. Ran well last start in running second to Borrow, and then Borrow went to Moonee Valley and ran very well last week. So that form line is strong, and she's obviously come back better than her previous campaign. Three, Miss Arietta. She resumes off a spell, probably better over slightly further, but can place, and maybe nine next best on the boulevard, better for the debut run. But yeah, it's all about Uptown Gelty. So I think she should be winning 12, 2, 3 and 9.
12 from 2, 3, 9. Up to the Quaddy Legs, race 5 being the first. This is a very open race. Look, the 10 comes out and we've got two equal favourites. The 1, Venator, is at 6. One of the equal faves is number 2, Toorak Playboy at 5. Equal fave 3, Citrus Wish at 5. $8 for Barbie's Boy, Dixie Preachers at $5.50 and Inter Rio $7.50.
Yeah, we certainly get into the tougher part of the program now, Nards. I'm going with 3, Citrus Wish, to improve second up. It's got a good record at the distance, Dwayne Dunn aboard, but without any great confidence. From 9, Sensei, who I just thought raced in the inferior ground at Sale last start. There was a definite divide on that track. He had to be on the inside or right on the outside, and Source was probably stuck in the middle a little bit, and I think can run better here at a price. Venator won that race, was really well ridden by Jamie Bates, getting down the outside to win, and 2, Toorak Playboy, first go in this distance range, but starting to hit a bit of form, and might appreciate the longer trip, but a tough start to the quaddy. 3, 9, 1, 2.
So we go 3 from 9, 1, 2. We go to race 6 over 2025. Now runners 13 and 14 come out. Number 1, Star Tierra, is at 6. 380 for King Valor. 1, 1, 2 is at 6. 460 Manning Road down to Aurora Miss at 7.50.
I'm going to go with Star Tierra. The query is 6 weeks between runs, but well drawn, very well graded, and at around the $6 in an even race, probably prepared to take the gamble. 6, 1, 1, 2 is down in grade off the Autumn Classic, which was run at a very fast speed. I think back to this sort of grade and a slightly easier tempo can run well. 4, King Vela, he likes to lead. He takes 100 metres or so to get going, so I'm not sure Barry Run's absolutely ideal for him, but if he can get through and lead and just roll along, he's very one-paced, but he can keep going. And 2, Hats, did enough in a higher grade first up after the longer trip suits him. Probably goes back from the draw, but will be running on, but another tough race. 1, 6, 4 and 2.
1 from 6, 4 and 2. We look at race 7 over 1,000. Take out 5, 9 and also 10. Number 1, Toorak Cowboy at 2.70. Tuscany Hero 5.50. Wind Spots at 7.50. Levitical is at 9 and Rioli at $2.90.
I'm going to go with Toorak Cowboy, freshened up, back to 1,000, I think suits him, and he'll be very strong late here. The query runner is Rioli, first run for the Darren Weir stable, only had the one run back in January and then transferred to the Weir yard. Has certainly showed promise in his short career to date. Tuscany Hero resumes, but effective fresh, won first up last campaign. And Levitical just hasn't won for a long time, but I think this is his go, 1,000 metres, and he can really run through the line strongly. He'll be competitive again. 1, 8, 2 and 7.
So we go 1 from 8, 2 and 7, and then we have a look at the last race, 8 over 1,300. You can take out 10, 11, 12 and also 16. Number 2, Bagari, is at $5, 2.80 for Ruby C, down to Crystal Kingdom at $8.50. Invincible Rock is a $5 chance.
Yeah, tough finish, Nards. I'm going with number 6, Ruby C, who was scratched from Wednesday in preference for this race, and probably the right option too. Looks well placed, did win first up last preparation. Bugari's a horse that's only had 4 starts for 2 wins, and I think he's a horse of some promise. Wish he'd trialled just a little bit better at Cranbourne recently, but he's out wider on the track, maybe close to the rail here, getting a cheap run. Might see the best of him at 1,300 first up. 5, he's a magic man. He's been freshened. Didn't have the best of runs at Sandown last start. He sort of got checked and got clouted across the nose with a whip at one stage in the straight there, and which really halted his momentum. He can improve. And Invincible Rock's lightly raced and showing a little bit, and drawn for a good run with a claim. But another very evenly graded race. 6, 2, 5 and 9.
6 from 2, 5, 9. And what about a best roughy quaddy and also your play of the night, Dean?
Yeah, going to be fairly short, Nards, but race 4, number 12, Uptown Gal, I think's the best on a tough program. Best value is race 3, number 8, and that is Okotox to the quaddy. First leg, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 9. Second leg, 1, 2, 4, 6 and 7. Third leg, 1, 2, 7 and 8. And the last leg come home on 2, 5, 6, 7 and 9. But I think the better of the two quaddies might be the early quaddie tonight, and that's my play of the night. So we'll go first leg 2 and 6, second leg 2, 3, 5, 6 and 9, third leg 3, 7, 8 and 12. Come home on 2 and 12.
Wonderful, Dean. Thanks for that.
Beauty. Thank you, Nath.